Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Suzanne Lawrence. This is Creative Caravan Roadshow, and I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Dewar Hughes. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Suzanne. I'm happy to be here again.
Yeah, you know, we should let people know this is kind of fun since we've just are hosting this today and we're sort of our own guest. We decided to Skype each other during this episode so we could kind of see each other and see what's going on. And then we're on the phone here just like you would be if you were a guest with us. So it's kind of fun just checking this out. So if we get carried away, you'll see we're kind of managing a lot of different things on the I've got the dashboard here on the computer, and we've just got different sites open because we've got a lot we want to tell you about today. So we're happy you're with us, you're listening with us today, whether it's recording, the replay later, or you're with us live today. And what we want to, our topic today is low-cost and no-cost marketing tips for authors. Wendy and I are both authors, and you know, we know that once you've written a book, that's kind of the easy part in a lot of ways, even though it's tough writing a book, because once you write the book, then you've got to sell the book, you've got to market the book. So we've got some ways that you can kind of do that. So when do you want to start off with some, you know, a way people can use what they can do if they want to market their book?
Yeah, I'd love to. And you're right, Suzanne. I notice this a lot with clients that I work with. Like you, I'm a writing coach, and I offer publishing services so authors can become their own publishers. And often what happens after they've got the book in their hands is, now what do I do? They often, you know, everything is kind of new, and a lot of writers come at the marketing aspect with no kind of background at all in what to do. So I'm glad that we're covering this topic because I think it's really necessary that writers learn more about marketing. So here's one idea that you can use. If you don't already belong to a local writers group that includes at least a few authors who are published in the same genre as you, then join or start a group. Then when your book comes out and other authors in your group who publish similar books also have new or recent titles, offer to do group signings together at your local bookstores. Often, just one unknown author has a hard time generating as much enthusiasm from a local bookstore for a signing, but if several book authors band together, a book signing can be more of an event. A big table at the front or even at the back of the store with three or four authors seated there along with copies of their books is bound to attract shoppers' attention, and the bookstore owners or managers love this because it draws people into their stores. And I've worked with clients and have writer friends who've actually approached some of the big bookstores and, you know, with varying degrees of success. But here in Canada, we have a big bookstore called Chapters. And locally, they have always been very, very willing to assist authors and to bring in even like self-published authors, not a problem. And because all of that kind of thing brings more people into the store. So that's one way to do it. Sometimes you need a little kick in the pants to go out and talk to stores, but it's a really good place to start.
You know, Wendy, that brings up a good point too, because you say it's a good way to get people in the stores. And that's why I think the bookstore managers and the people who are running these events or owners of the bookstores, that's why they like it. Because when you've got three or four authors lined up and books there, like you just said, it seems more like an event that people want to get involved in, and they see all this going on. I've even done this with other authors before where, you know, maybe we brought in some balloons or we brought in some cookies or some just different things we gave away, or we had little games set up for kids because we were selling children's books. But when we had three or four authors there, it was almost like, how could they resist letting us do this event at their store, because it was going to pull in so many customers, whether they bought our books or not, it brought people into the store. So that's a good thing to do. Just try to find some people that, you know, and join a group. And if they've got books coming out, like you're all children's authors, plan a little event, and then you can go to the store manager. Or if you write romances, plan, you know, a sweetheart luncheon type thing, or a little, I don't know, you can just do all kinds of things. You just get creative. So I really like that idea. That's a good one. Okay, yeah. What else we got?
Another good idea that you can try is bookstores and libraries are not the only places where you can sell your books. Many authors have a lot of fun and sell quite a few copies of their books at restaurants. Yes, restaurants. All you need to do is ask the restaurant owner or manager if you can set up at one of the tables at the front of the restaurant. Then people can drop by to look at your book and purchase a copy and get it signed by you if they like. Again, if you do this with a friend who's also an author, you will have more fun and generate more interest. Plus, if no one stops to purchase your books, at least you and your friend have a nice time having coffee or a meal together. And that's one of those outside-of-the-box ideas that most of us don't think of, because we tend to think bookstores are the place to buy books. But I think we'll cover this a little bit more in some of the other topics, but there are lots of different places where you can sell your books, depending especially on the topic. For example, I have a client who writes about local nostalgia, and he's also a musician and a photographer, and he contacted the photography shops and music shops, and he joined a photography group and things like that. And all these places expose you to the people who are your audience. And then also he went to local stores where he, you know, especially touristy areas where people are looking to find out more about the area and more about the history of the area. And he's actually done quite well selling books, just consignment, you know, can I put 6 books on your counter? And he's done quite well that way. So I think you've got...
I was thinking, too, along those lines, let's say you've written a cookbook, and a store that doesn't necessarily sell cookbooks, but they sell houseware things like pots and pans and, you know, specialty dishes and all that kind of thing, you know, that would be a good place to approach, because you could give a little maybe demonstration or bring in some samples of food that you've cooked from the cookbook, and then they feature, you know, using one of the kind of pans or something. I've done that before, too, where, you know, I've got a book coming out or something, and it's got some recipes and things in it, and I've approached little cooking stores and stuff. So, yeah, just whatever your target market. The photography store would be a great place if you've got a book related to that, a cookbook for a houseware store or something like that. Just you, like you said, you got to think outside the box.
Okay. Yeah, that's so true.
Okay. Another place, I think, you know, I know you've done this and I've done this too, Wendy, and that is we've sold our books at holiday fairs and craft fairs, because people look for all sorts of gifts for all sorts of people at holiday and craft fairs, you know. And so generally a booth or table at these types of local events, it doesn't cost you very much. And you can just have a poster made up with the cover of your book. You can get that printed at your printer or even Vistaprint online. I've done that before where I just put it on an inexpensive easel that I got at a local art store. And then I stacked up copies of my book next to it. And then you just talk to people as they come into the craft fair and they, you know, you want to buy your book. I think, if you've done like a cookbook or you've got a novel that people want to read, you know, in a specific genre, or even a how-to book, just anything that you can get to talking people about your book and how it would make a great gift for somebody they know, then that's an easy way to make a sale. I think with any of these things when you're doing it, you've got to get sort of used to talking to people and not just sitting there with your head down at the table or the booth and expecting people to come up and buy your book. Because I noticed that the people who are talking to the crowds that come by, those are the people that are selling books.
Yeah, that's so true. And you know, one other thing about doing local events is not just to do them once, But if it happens every mm-hmm. year, like in the village where I live, there's a Christmas craft fair every year. And I put out one or two books a year, or sometimes my goal is to do more this year, but to the craft fair. And so they come back to my table, and it's like, oh, you have a sequel. Oh, you have another book. And sometimes they'll buy, I'll do to it, things like that, is bundle them. Buy one for X number of dollars, buy two for, you know, a little less than double, you know, whatever the price is going to be. For example, if I have one book for $15, if they're all at priced at $15, I'll do two for $25, three for $35. So instead of selling one book, people will go, oh, well, that's a good deal. I'm going to buy all three. So you actually end up selling a lot more books.
Yeah. You know what I've also seen people do at holiday fairs and stuff when they're selling books is they set it up to where you want to come by their table. Maybe they've got a little thing of candy that you can get for free. And then, like I said, you've got to talk to them, though. Otherwise, people are just going to come and take the candy and not look at your book. But if you can kind of get them over where they say, oh, they've got some mints there or something, or it's just a sample of whatever, and then you can get them talking about your book, and then you can do, you know, like you said, package the books where they get a discount if they buy more than one, if you've got a series. Just ways to get people, you know, over. I think, too, though, when you set up at a craft fair or any holiday thing, the more attractive you can make your little table or your little side, it's just like a store. You know, we get drawn to a store that looks nice and cozy and attractive as opposed to just something where there are just maybe books stacked up on a table. So, you know, try to make it cozy, whether you just get a little vase of flowers or holly if it's Christmas, just something you can put on the table, too, and that will, you know, pull over people to your side, to your table, and then just get them talking.
Another fun idea, too, is if you're a fiction writer and your characters are from a certain era or have a certain style of clothes they wear, dress up like your characters. So if you're doing a Regency, which is the early 1800s, you know, make yourself a dress or get somebody to sew you a dress or find something that, you know, or an outfit that fits the genre that you write in, or, you know, maybe you do science fiction or, you know, whatever it is. You know, dress yourself up so that you yourself attract attention. Because people's heads will turn if you stand out from the crowd. And then, you know, people will say, well, where are you from? Or what's your story? And that gives you an in to actually get people talking and talking about your book. And it always works for me.
Yeah, I've seen people with children's books have stuffed animals or even real animals, depending on where they're doing the you know, sale, that kind of draw kids over and parents over because they want to see the stuffed animal, and maybe that stuffed animal looks like a character in the book, you know, that kind of thing. So there's just, you got to think outside the box and just get a little creative on how you can market your books. And I think if you're having fun when you're selling your books, it just sort of radiates to the audience, too, and they think, oh, that looks fun over there. I'm going to go see what they're selling. And then they'll come over, and then you can talk to them about your book. And, you know, usually when people are at these holiday things, they're not necessarily buying just what they like. They're shopping for a variety of people. So more than likely, they're going to know somebody they're shopping for that's going to like your book, no matter what your book is. So it's kind of a great market there when you're at those shows. So let's think of another way. One other way I think you can do to sell your book is you can do like we're doing here, even though we're not selling a book right now, but that is you can start your own talk show on internet radio. And if you center your show around the topic you cover in your book, then what this show is going to do is going to increase your visibility as an author, which will also increase your credibility as an author, and it will help you become known as the leading expert in your field. And the good thing is it doesn't cost a thing to start your own radio show through sites like what we're doing, Blog Talk Radio. There are other ones set up now, too. Plus, you can have your show on the air immediately. So you can just, you know, maybe you're a romance author and you've got a new book coming out. Well, you don't not have a show just because you don't have a new book coming out every week, but maybe you can have other romance authors on. But then when you've got your book coming out, then you're telling people about that. Or you do a show for romance authors, and then you create a little commercial for your show that features your book and where people can go and get the book when they're listening to the show. So that's another cool thing, too. So what's another thing people can do, Wendy?
I just wanted to add to that the idea of the radio show as well. You can choose whatever the topic of your book is. You can also bring those kind of elements in. So, for example, in my Jill Moss Adventures series, there's a lot of archaeology in there. Now, I haven't started a radio show on that, but you've just given me this idea that I'm curious about archaeology and about the distant past and about finds that make everybody scratch their head. And so that would be a way for someone like me. I can talk about my book, but I can also interview people who are in that field or talk about the finds. And I do that actually to a certain extent on my JillMossAdventures.com website. On the blog, from time to time, I post things that are new in archaeology, and I subscribe to archaeology magazines and things like that. So don't think of your book as just one faceted. Just look at all the other things that come into it. For example, if you have a character who's into fishing, you know, you could host someone who's does that kind of fishing. Or, you know, if you've got a character who's a dancer, you can talk to dancers about what life as a dancer is about. So there's really lots of ways to do things that draw attention to your book, but also draw attention to you and what you're doing. And just, you know, you have to kind of broaden your outlook on who you're going to attract. Because if someone's interested in dancing and you have a novel on dancing, will they not be your market? Well, of course they will. So those kind of things actually all work together to help you sell books. So I just wanted to now move on a little bit. Another way you can use media to promote your book is to present a free seminar as a way for people to preview your book. A teleseminar is nothing more than a conference call where dozens, even hundreds or thousands of people can call in to hear you speak. You generate interest in your teleseminar by letting everyone know you'll be making a special offer or having a giveaway at the end. And that a giveaway is usually, you know, like candy to a baby, as they say, because everyone likes to get a giveaway. And, like, you know, we all want free stuff. I mean, one of the best marketing words in the history of mankind is the word free. So if you just advertise that you're going to have something free, I mean, it can be ebook copies of your book, which don't really cost you anything, or again, think outside the box a little bit. If you're, you know, take things from your book, use that. Sometimes people give away things that they actually have to mail. Other times it's just something electronic, you know, that you can email or whatever. But there's lots of ways to do that, and there's lots of topics for you to talk about. And that's just a great way to start building an audience.
Yeah, I should mention, too, that not only is a teleseminar, if you make it free for your audience, it's also free for you to present the teleseminar. You don't have to pay to do a big conference call like this. There are all sorts of places online, like freeconferences.com is one that I use all the time, where you can set up all these phone lines for people to call in, and then you call in and you present the material. And then you can also, I think on Free Conferences, I pay maybe $9 or $10 a month, and then the calls are all recorded. So then you've also got, you know, just something you can use over and over again that can promote your book. You know, you can put that the recording of that free teleseminar up somewhere and let people listen to it, and they'll know more about your book. And then if you've got a free offer or special offer at the end of it, you know, maybe they have to have listened to that teleseminar in order to get the site where they get a discount on the book or they get something free. And that's also a good way to tell if the teleseminar is actually pulling in some sales, you know, because you see if people have clicked on that certain site to gain access to your either the freebie you're giving away or to the special offer for buying your book. So People are so used to teleseminars. I would say the only thing you need to do is just get real comfortable on these phone lines. So just set up a conference call maybe with a couple of friends and practice doing it. And then also look for other authors who are presenting these teleseminars and see how they do it. And then, you know, you don't have to invent the wheel, just sort of do your own, kind of like they've done it. So it's nice that you've got all these other authors to sort of pattern the things you're doing after. So that's all I have about that. You got something else?
Yeah, there's one more that we've got today to talk about. We're not doing too badly for time. You can also create an in-person workshop based on your book. This is especially useful if you are writing nonfiction, but there's lots of ways you can also use it for fiction. Offer the workshop at a no cost or low cost, but sell your book at the back of the room during the workshop. Another way to sell more books workshop is to charge a fee for the workshop and make sure the fee includes the price of the book. Then everyone who registers for the workshop will also get a copy of your book. People love it when their registration includes something they can take home with them from the workshop. And it also, it's using that word free. If people attend the work, say you're talking about, in my case, I could talk about what's going on in archaeology these days, or, you know, a scene from my book that pertains to archaeological finds and whatever. That's just an example. But I could give a talk on that and include a copy or two copies of my book, but the price actually is me for the books. So I'm actually walking away with book sales, new readers, and people interested in my topic and probably interested in forthcoming books in the series.
I'm not going to drink water. Hold on.
There are so many ways to market books these days, and you don't necessarily need a lot of cash, but you do need to be creative. You need to think about different things that other people in other kinds of areas are doing. When you go to a market, for example, how are other people presenting their products and wares? How are other people selling through the internet different products? How can you apply that to selling books? You see lots of different things on like teleseminars and webinars and things like that on the internet. Can those kind of ideas be applied to selling books for you? So the main thing is to look around. Think about different ways that you can do things and just have some fun with it.
Yeah. I got a couple more ways real quick before we go into something specifically that we have to offer people. But these are kind of ways that people can sell more books if you write books for children. And so one of the ways is if you try to find some way to relate your book to the school curriculum, even if it's a fictional book, and then you can create a lesson plan or study guides or some discussion questions for your book, then turn these guides or questions into a simple PDF file that teachers, librarians, and parents can download free from your site to use with your book. You can also write a press release that tells about your free lesson plans or study guides and how your book that has recently been released is now available to help classroom teachers get specific content across to their students. Then you submit these press releases to online sites that will distribute them to a variety of online sources for free. So just, you know, a good way for teachers to do that. Another thing I've seen a lot of people do is when they write for children, they try to form a partnership with some large organization that relates to the topic of their book. For example, if you've written a book about exotic animals, then offer to partner with your local zoo. When they have special events, offer to be a part of these events and show up to sell and sign your book. Incorporate information about the zoo into your promotional literature and in your local presentation. Let's see. Also create a book trailer or have one created for you to generate more interest in your book. Trailers are just so fun nowadays. They're like sort of like movie trailers. And you can get them up on YouTube and teachertube.com where readers and potential readers are likely to see them. You can also put your trailers on your own site or different sites. Set up book tours for your book, all those kinds of things. So, Wendy, we've got some ways for people to kind of do that. Even though we've been talking about no-cost and low-cost ways to promote your book, obviously all the things we've talked about today take time to do. And many people just say, gosh, I don't have time to do all this promotion because I got to write my next book. So let's say you're a romance author. Tell them a little bit about our sweet romance author. Let's tell them a little bit about our Sweet Romance Writers International and what we've got going there for people that's going to launch in April.
I'd love to. As sweet romance authors ourselves, Suzanne and I have spent quite a bit of time looking around at what's going on in the genre, and we saw a big hole in it, and that is that there is no kind of association or group that we could find where sweet romance authors can support one another, where they can go to support their own careers, where they can gather and find information and products and services to actually help promote and grow their careers. So we have created an organization for sweet romance authors called Sweet Romance Writers International. It's at sweetromancewriters.com. You can go over there and have a look. We're still in development in a few things, but we're offering some just super promotional packages and promotional ways that authors can get involved. We're also doing a readers club so that readers can actually start finding sweet romance authors. So the readers who like to read this genre will actually can go to a place where they can find out what sweet romance authors are doing and who's got new books and who's writing what and learn about the authors. And the idea is to create a community around the sweet romance genre, and there are lots of people who love this kind of book and this genre, and we're among them. And if you're one of them, and if you're a sweet romance reader or writer, please go over to sweetromancewriters.com and get on the mailing list there, and we'll keep you posted about everything that's coming up, which is happening very fast.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, people say, well, gosh, there are so many sites for romance writers or books, romance books, but I always find it confusing sometimes, you know, when I go to a romance site, but it was hard to just wade through everything and find the sweet romance that I was looking for, which is, you know, one of the reasons we thought this site was sort of needed, so that you're not looking for sweet romance and then you're getting things that really aren't that specific subgenre of romance. So that's what you're going to find here at Sweet Romance Writers International. You're going to be assured these things, you know, are the sweet romance stuff you're looking for. And so if you've got a sweet romance novel coming out fairly soon and you want it showcased to reach just your market, people are looking for that kind of book, then check out our showcase there at Sweet Romance Writers International, because you'll be interviewed on this show, Creative Caravan Road Show. We'll also create a trailer, help you create a trailer or create one for you, or put your trailer up if you already have one. Also, virtual book tours we talked about. Virtual book tours are really popular online. And if you sign up for our showcase, several levels of our showcase are available, and one of them features a 10-day virtual book tour. And cool to be out on a tour, you know, that way and get everything done. So just check it out at sweetromancewriters.com. And also, I want to remind you, too, that we have our Creative Caravan Club site. And Wendy and I have both kind of been on the road in the last week. And Wendy's got a post up there about her trip to Washington that's really kind of fun and some great pictures you'll want to look at. So if you haven't visited creativecaravanclub.com in the last day or two, be sure to go there today and take a look at I think it's the Go column at the top, the menu bar. They just push Go. And then we'll have some things there all this next week about just different things where we've been on the road and doing things. So I think that's about it for today. Wendy, can you think of anything else we need to let people know about?
Well, gosh, we've covered a lot of territory already, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
about the Creative Caravan Club. We originally started it with lots and lots of ideas, and of course all these things take time, but come back often. Mm-hmm. If you're not on the mailing list for Creative Capers, please get your name on there. You'll get a free gift, which is a piece of my artwork, and you can print it off and frame it. So that's a beautiful poster that you can just get for free, which is a lovely gift for you we have. And also, there's just things changing all the time, lots of creative ideas. I mean, our purpose is to support creative people and writers, artists, and, you know, fun things to do and to make. And so there's going to be lots coming along on the site, and so stay connected with us.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for being with us today. We will see you next week on Creative Caravan Roadshow. Bye-bye.
Bye.